So everyone knows how important I think it is to be very careful on the roads. And I've found a really interesting study that's come out of Queensland that talks about how motorists, while we acknowledge the risks associated with speeding, it doesn't seem to stop us too much. Joining us to have a chat about this from the University of Sunshine Coast, Laura Mills. Laura, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you going?
Not too bad. I'm really concerned about what you've discovered here is that even though we know we shouldn't be driving fast and people get caught doing it, it doesn't stop them. They still continue to do it.
Yeah, very concerning because as well we found 72% of the participants that we researched considered that their driving ability was better than other drivers, and then 74% considered that their crash risk was less likely than other drivers.
It's a really interesting point that you make. There is a lot of people believe that their driving ability is better than others and that causes them to go fast. But an accident in a lot of cases involves multiple vehicles. So even though you think somebody ran, you might not be as good, you're still going to go fast irrespective of their ability. That's a strange way of thinking, don't you reckon?
That is right. And as people are driving and they're speeding on a kind of daily basis, making it a habit, the kind of awareness of these hazards can start to kind of go into the background of people's minds, because if, you know, if they're out there and doing it so often and there are no risks, because it just so happens that not every time people speed there is a consequence. So, this avoidance of punishment is actually reinforcing their behaviour.
Is there any sort of information based upon age? Because I know, and I'm a big one to complain about the P-platers in our region, where they seem to be completely disregard speed limits or most of the other rules. Do they feel that they're better drivers even though they've just started driving?
Our research didn't look into that, but I do know that there's some research out there about peer influence being, it can be actually both positive or negative. So if like a young driver has peers that are encouraging speeding behaviour, it can tend to then promote speeding behaviour among other peers. Whereas they can also be very good kind of protectors. If, you know, you have a friend that's like, no, you shouldn't speed, that can actually help.
That's an interesting challenge. So we need to be able to convince all of the P-platers that it's not good for themselves or anybody else. And once the majority are convinced, perhaps that'll bring the rest into line.
Yeah, that's definitely one way. And there's also, I think, a lot just for drivers to be aware that, you know, speeding doesn't help them to get to the destination much faster, and it's not really worth the risks or the speeding ticket. And, stopping distances as well, being aware of the fact that speeding reduces someone's ability to stop in the event of someone running onto the road or an animal running onto the road, which can cause really serious injuries.
Laura, in the study it says that some drivers just simply enjoy driving fast. So despite they know the dangers, and we see advertisements all the time how speed factors in the majority of accidents, even though they know this, they're still happy to do it because they feel cool.
Yeah. Well, there are these, I guess, factors that are, I guess, stronger for some people than the risk. They might have friends that really encourage speeding. They might really like movies and watch a lot of movies around dangerous driving behaviour. And if that kind of forces are promoting speeding more than the forces trying to stop speeding, then it can just end up that, the motorist is a daily speeder in some circumstances.
Laura, that's a fascinating point that you make. Even though, again, we all know the dangers of speeding, there's any number of movies and TV shows that show people. But you and I know that these are all stunt people. It's done under certain circumstances. It's not just somebody roaring down the Pacific Highway. There's a lot of safety precautions that have been put in place. But that doesn't seem to bother anybody either.
Yeah, no, that's right. And just the way that it is so glamorized, and with the music and you know, celebrities, it can really blur the line between what's safe and what's dangerous.
So does the study give us any clue as to how we can change this behavior that seems to be inherent in all of us?
Unfortunately, we didn't look at that. This study that we've done is kind of just a part one, I guess, of a much bigger exploration into how we can send out these messages around speeding that are going to actually work and start to change behaviour. We've started to kind of look at some different kinds of media campaigns. So obviously fear and focusing on the risk is still really important, but then how do kind of more humorous appeals work, and particularly with different age groups? So that's the kind of research that we're hoping to really get stuck into and hope to find that, yeah, there is a better way to send this message out.
An interesting piece of research on my behalf would be to give a free car to a teenager and say, yeah, but it can't go over the speed limit, just to see whether they're more than happy to accept that and deal with those consequences.
I like the sound of that.
Well, we'll look into that one further. Laura Mills from the University of Sunshine Coast, thank you very much for your study. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.